Philippe Simpson-Pierre, City Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/10/2025. The patient is for Ms. Veronica Pagel. Pagel spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 55-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period. This paragraph patient has a history of hypertension, diabetes, depression, chronic pain, inflammatory arthritis. Is there for follow-up for these conditions? The medication refill she stays since her last visit. She has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints during this paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes during this paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 151 over 86, pulse 105, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Patient is mildly tachycardic at 105, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities. In full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she breathes weight well, with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves 2, tennis normal. Motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2, diabetes. Number 3, medication refill. Number 4, inflammatory arthritis. Number 5, chronic pain. Number 6, depression period. Next paragraph. The patient's labs are up to date. She's not scheduled for lab until maybe your next visit period. Medication will refill as follows. Cymbalta 60 milligrams 1 POB ID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication is Celebrex 200 milligrams 1 POB ID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, Dexcom G7 monitor, number 1. Next medication, Metformin 1000 milligrams 1 POB ID, number 180. Next medication, Lisinopril 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Tramadol 50 milligrams 1 POB ID for 30 days, number 60. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, so she has none. End of dictation.